The starting point. Before we talk about penalties, deadlines, and procedures, one question comes first. What does this law protect inside your school?
What does this law protect in your school? The criminal code did not come to police the school. It came to give a legal name and legal backing to what a good school already looks after.
Before going into penalties, deadlines, and procedures, it is worth fixing the starting point, what the new criminal code protects inside the school. Three things your team already looks after every day: the integrity of every student, the educator who reports, and the good name of the school community now have explicit criminal backing. Every citation on these pages links to the article in the legal framework so that you can check it yourself.
Three protections. What the law places under protection.
It protects the integrity and the school life of every student. Harassment in the educational sphere now has a legal name, and protection rises when the victim is a child or adolescent. Articles 121 and 122 of Lay 74-25.
The second, it protects the educator who reports in good faith. Whoever reports a reasonable suspicion of abuse against a student is exempt from criminal and civil liability. The law protects the person who speaks. Article 14 of Lay 136-03 and Article 196.3 of Lay 74-25.
And the third, it protects image and privacy in the digital environment. Sharing images or personal details of a student in a way that stigmatizes them is an offense. Montages and intimate content, even more so. Articles 186 and 192 of Lay 74-25.
Where to go next? Take the starting point into your role. The same protection looks different from the classroom, from the leadership office, from home. Carry on through the guide that belongs to you.
The first guide is educators. What you will be able to do with the law behind you in your everyday teaching practice. Teach with confidence, act on a warning sign, and protect your students knowing the law supports you. The second is school leadership. Leadership decisions with the legal framework clear and close at hand. What the law protects, what it falls to you to organize, and what evidence shows that your school acted well. The third is the school. The school as a community and as an institution. What the law protects for your campus, when the school answers as a legal person, and how a compliance program turns the rule into a culture of care.
The fourth is students, and that one speaks to you directly. Your rights, your responsibilities, and who to turn to, explained with the articles right in front of you. And the fifth is families, what the law protects in your children's school life, and how to walk alongside the school to make it real. From here, you can also see what really changes in the before and after comparison, or check the official texts in the legal framework.
Two views close this page. Marcus Okonkwo Brandt, the Guardian, points to the order of the reading. First, what is protected, then what is punished. That order is not editorial courtesy. It is a criterion of equity. A school that starts from punishment ends up administering fear. One that starts from protection ends up administering care. And the student with the least voice only gains in the second. And Carlos Miranda Levy, the curator, adds, the starting point is also a point of calm. Nothing a good school already does is prohibited by this code. What changes is that there is now legal backing for doing it well. Change it, but change it well. Start by knowing what it protects, and the rest of these pages reads without alarm.
Start by knowing what it protects. The English edition of this section is at ailearning.global/penal/rd/en. This material is guidance. It does not replace the law or legal advice. Last reviewed, August 2026.